Shopping for holiday gifts? You can't go wrong with Raycon wireless earbuds. Amazing audio quality, a 32-hour battery life, and three new sound profiles so everything you're listening to sounds its best. Unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Authorities are pouring through surveillance footage after a mob of thieves tore through a Bay Area Nordstrom's over the weekend. They made off with thousands of dollars worth of merchandise in just over a minute.
San Francisco is out of control. Portland is out of control.
We're not going to call this looting. Okay, this is organized robbery, is what it is.
It's chaos, sure, but organized chaos.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We're working through an energy transition, and we've got to start by adding energy. And the reality is we have to take some time to get off of oil and gas. We recognize this. This is a transition.
Now, where am I supposed to go? I'm supposed to go back and see how she points. Look at this.
He's clearly senile. That's worrisome.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Clearly senile. That's worrisome. I concur with Britt Hume on that. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The toll-free number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. If you're watching on Rumble, you may see a little bit of a difference. We're at a different studio now. This is a nice studio. I've got a regular table.
Oh, you're in there. Oh, awesome. You must How's be so happy.
I am so happy. You know those tables were driving me crazy. I have these.
The bar stool tables.
They were bar stool tables. They're great in bars, yeah. But they're not so great for 4 hours a day when I'm trying to get two computers and all the copy and everything.
You can spread out now.
I'm happy. And it looks like it's closer, too. It's a tighter shot, I think. Anyway, so check me out on Rumble. You can check me out or any of the social media. We have this looks a little more professional here too. 844-500-4242. That's the toll free number if you'd like to join us. And I just have to start out here. This is something that's been relishing this all day, and I just passed it on to one of the guys at Newsmax, and he was laughing about it, and then Patrice from Arlington called me about it in Shit City too. This is great. As you know, one of my axioms to live by is self-pity is not good box office. It's so true. And do you remember this woman? None of us had ever heard of her 48 hours ago, Mary Lemansky. She was the social director for the Democrat Party in DuPage County, Illinois. And she went crazy after the murders in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And she started tweeting out these nasty, nasty things, and not just one or two. You know, maybe one thing you could say, okay, she got a bad ice cube, and then she deleted it a minute later when her mom called. But no, she just kept doing it. The blood of Kyle Rittenhouse's victims is on the hands of Wisconsin citizens, even the children. In other words, it's okay that they, 18 kids end up in the Wisconsin Children's Hospital because Kyle Rittenhouse engaged in self-defense. Another one. I just believe in karma, and this came around quick on the citizens of Wisconsin. Followed by, you reap what you sow, Wisconsin. And then being that she's a student, so-called, at the Second City comedy group, which, I think Jim Belushi went there, but, close to 50 years ago. And he was the last guy they turned out that was worth a damn. Maybe John Candy. She's a student there, so she had to do some, humorous ones. So this is the humorous ones. It was probably just self-defense, meaning the pimp who ran down everybody. Living in Wisconsin, he probably felt threatened. Followed by, I'm sure he didn't want to hurt anyone. He came to help people because, Kyle Rittenhouse said that, right? So, of course, you can imagine the reaction after she tweeted out these multiple horrible things. lunatic is the way one person described it. So she immediately was fired, forced to resign. She had to apologize for everything. But now here's what this is all prologue for her reaction to the blowback that her tweets produced. Can I have the violin music, please, Taylor? This is Mary Lemansky after everything backfired on all the horrible things she wrote out. Nobody cared about me like my whole life. My mom used to leave me for hours at a time alone in my playpen. I've put out music for 20 years. Nobody gave a bleep. Why do people all of a sudden care about a stupid remark? I can't believe my 15 minutes of fame is for this bleep. That should be on her tombstone. I can't believe my 15 minutes of fame is for this bleep. Oh, man. There it is.
It's crazy that she wants people to feel bad for her and doesn't understand why people would feel bad for the five humans, including four grandmothers, who were run over by a monster. But now she wants sympathy because she's a starving artist.
18 little kids in that in the Children's Hospital in Milwaukee. Six of them had operations. Two of them in critical conditions. There's a picture of one of the kids in a 10-year-old in her hospital bed. She has a broken femur, the biggest bone in your body. I happen to know something about having a broken femur, and it's no fun. No matter how old or young you are. I mean, this is terrible. And she wants pity.
Yeah, they want so much sympathy, and yet they have none for other people. They want so much compassion when it comes to them and their mean tweets. They have none of it for little kids or old people who are run over and killed. Mm-hmm. Gross.
Grace, I have a question. Do you think the reason that she put out music for 20 years and nobody gave a bleep is because the music wasn't worth a bleep? Is that at all possible?
Is it possible she couldn't take a hint?
Is it possible that this is gonna convince her that her comic stylings at the Second City Comedy Club are not really working out? Wow, this was on a PJ Media had a take on this. Let me sum this up. When Wisconsin authorities let violent, known repeat offenders out who then get shot while trying to kill a teenager, that's injustice. When Wisconsin authorities let out another violent repeat offender out who then plows through a Christmas parade, killing several and wounding dozens more, that's justice. That sums it up, I think. That sums it up. And by the way, I have another thing I wanted to get out of the way here in the first segment. I'm planning, and I'm surprised I'm the only one who seems to be interested in doing this, but I'm not going to call Daryl Brooks a social justice warrior or an aspiring rapper or anything like that. I'm going to call him a pimp. He is, by his own admission, a pimp. The reason he's a level 2 sex offender is because he was trafficking a 16-year-old girl. And he said, how the hell did I know she was 16? I guess she showed him her library card or something. But anyway, I'm going to play a cut. So before you call PC posse or the woke patrol, I want you to listen to what he himself says, Daryl Brooks. Cut 29.
And then as soon as we fall out, all of a sudden, now I'm a pedophile. Let me explain that. 10 years ago, 2006, I caught a case with my oldest daughter's mama. Yes, my baby mama. She's from Oakland. I was busting moves in Nevada. I meet the bitch. She says she want to get down, so I'm pimping on the bitch. I take her to Nevada. You know what I'm saying? I get cracked. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know the bitch was 16 at the time. She gave a statement to the police and told them, yeah, she was hoeing, that I was pimping, and that she was 16, and that I didn't know that, okay?
15 will get you 20. Guess they never taught that in the Milwaukee public schools like they taught it everywhere else. So this is that's how he's trying to maybe this is a different way he's trying to explain away the fact that he's a level two sex offender, a pimp. He's a convicted pimp. Cut 32.
They tried to hit me with the kidnapping, but it wouldn't stick because her mama went to bat for me and told them, like, look, he didn't even know, you know what I'm saying, none of this shit. And furthermore, she got family in Nevada. Like, how's it kidnapping? You know what I'm saying? So that couldn't stick. So when that couldn't stick, they hit me with seduction. Not rape, not sexual assault, not child molestation, not having sex with a child, not none of that. But I'm a pedophile.
Also a pimp. Also a pimp. That's what the police say, as you pronounce it. Has Daryl Brooks' mother been reached for comment yet?
He's a good boy. A very good boy.
844-500-4242. That's the number here in our new studio. Check me out on Rumble or check me out anywhere else. I'm back in Florida, but I made sure to have one last visit to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire before I took off. I don't go to anyone other than Dr. Bruce Houghton. At my most recent visit, it was great meeting a new patient from Concord, New Hampshire, who's been listening to the show for years. Perfect Smiles has had clients from all over. Northern Maine, Cape Cod, and Connecticut, to name various outposts of Howie Carr Nation. Howie Carr Show listeners understand that Dr. Houghton is worth the trip. When you need to get first-class dental work done, from full reconstructive to veneers, you need to go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles is easy to get to, just off the main drag, and has plenty of free parking. Don't trust your dental work to anyone but the best. Visit the Perfect Smiles website and see my before and after videos. After you see what Dr. Houghton did for me, you'll understand why so many listeners travel from all New England to Perfect Smiles. The new protocols they've installed since the panic have made it even more pleasant to visit Perfect Smiles. If you've been putting off getting your dental work done for a long time now, don't procrastinate any longer. The longer you wait, the more painful the reconstructive procedure or procedures are likely to be. Visit Perfect Smiles site today at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. And don't forget to let them know you are a Howie listener. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
Process. Payment for child care.
Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fat head, you!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
Hello Fresh makes holiday season bonding easy by delivering the fresh pre-portioned ingredients and recipes I need to make delicious meals in about 30 minutes. Get 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts during their Black Friday sale with code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. And, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday, and I saw that Mark Richards, Kyle Rittenhouse's attorney, mentioned it too. I guess it's a logical thing to think of. You know, sometimes you can get so much fame that... And it lasts longer than Mary Lemansky's 15 minutes of fame for those rotten tweets that seem to have broken her heart and her spirit. I mean, Kyle Rittenhouse, it's going to be hard for him to ever, you know, go anywhere and introduce himself and not be, say, aren't you that Kyle Rittenhouse? It's not like the guy who killed the gentle giant, Michael Brown. I couldn't even remember his name. I had to look it up today. Darren Wilson, right? That's a fairly common name, Wilson. Darren, I think Darren Wilson probably has kept his name. I don't know where he is. He's not in Ferguson, Missouri.
Kyle Rittenhouse is not very generic.
No, it's not Darren Wilson. If people are going to remember the name Kyle Rittenhouse. So this is what his attorney Mark Richards had to say about this. Cut 9.
This would be to change his name and start his life over. He's very recognizable right now. There's a lot of people who I don't think have his best interest at heart.
To put it mildly.
And probably want to make him a symbol of something I don't think he wants to be necessarily associated with. And once you give up your name and your likeness and you join those causes, I think a lot of people will use you for their own purposes and you won't be able to control it.
Exactly. Exactly. And so what he said, so then we'll have him have his prescription for what his client should do right now. Cut eight.
We've had that talk with Kyle, and it's going to be a fine line where he decides to go. Ultimately, I hope he makes the right choices. You know, I hope, I would think his life would be a lot easier being anonymous and going on with his life, as opposed to try and keep some of his fervent supporters happy.
So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If you were Kyle Rittenhouse, would you change your name?
Yes, I would.
Only 37% say yes.
Really? I just don't think they've thought about it as much. You know, the thing is, I know you're giving in to the mob, but on the other hand, you don't want to spend the rest of your life looking over your shoulder, do you? I mean, he said that last night when he was with Tucker. He said that he has to have security around the clock now.
Is changing his name going to change that? This isn't like the 80s or even the 90s where the internet wasn't really as widespread as it was as it is now, and your face is plastered all over the place today. I think he's still going to be very recognizable no matter what his name is, and people can keep tabs on him. They'll find him no matter what his name is. If he's going to change his name, he can't have any social media for the rest of his life, or at least any social media where his picture is present or any details about his life.
Would that be that terrible?
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. I think many of us wish we could go back to those days.
Yeah, I would do it in an instant. And again, like I said, I was thinking about it even before I heard Richard's talking about it, just sort of idly wondering about whether it'd change his name. I mean, Rittenhouse. I'd never heard the name Rittenhouse except for Rittenhouse Square in Philadelphia. It's a very uncommon name. It's going to be hard for him to get away from. But I thought he was very impressive last night on Tucker Carlson's show. I was surprised at how well spoken he was, actually. Although I'd seen him on the witness stand, but I thought maybe he'd been well rehearsed. But he handled himself pretty well. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie, I was wondering if you, like me, were a little puzzled about how long it took for the police to release Brooks's name once they zoned in on him, apprehended him. It seemed to me awfully convenient.
Well, they allowed many parts of social media to scrub his all of his accounts before they released his name. But John, this is something that's pretty standard. Yesterday there was a mugging down here in Palm Beach with a knife on the lake trail, which is heavily, it's right where I live. And so this morning it's the lead story in the what they call the shiny sheet, the local newspaper. There was one thing missing from the story, John. About the knife attack on the lake trail. You know what it was?
Had the guy's name.
Exactly. Now, why would they do that, John, do you think?
It's just getting to be ridiculous now. There is some talk that this guy was a BLM racist, and the way our system is set up, apparently the way the system's set up in Wisconsin, you can only be a racist if you're white. If you're black, there's no such thing as a black racist or a BLM member.
Well, he's got all kinds of terrible stuff on his social media if you go back and look at it. I mean, again, it's all been scrubbed, but people know how to get to it. It's archived somewhere. You know, they always say nothing's ever gone on the internet. And just ask Joy Reid. He's got all this terrible stuff. He doesn't like Jews. He doesn't much like Catholics either. He certainly doesn't like Donald Trump. He hates the police. He's a real, and he's a pedophile. and he's a pimp. Let's not forget that. He's a pimp. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. By the way, Grace is back today from her honeymoon. She had a Grace's Goodies, and we have a few left. They're $50 gift certificates for just $25 for Phillips Chocolates in Dorchester. It's a great product. They had the turtles were at Grace's wedding down on the Cape 10 days or 2 weeks ago. And so if you want to get a $50 gift certificate for $25 to Phillips Chocolates, it's right on Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester. It's a great place to go, especially for the holidays.
Perfect. I was just going to say, Howie, it's perfect for the holidays. That was always my mom's infamous stop. We'd be like driving to a party for Christmas Eve, and she'd have to stop at Phillips Chocolates to grab a bunch of gifts. It's a great thing to give people if you're showing up to their house, because people don't need stuff. They want something they can eat, and everyone loves chocolate.
Right. And it's really, really good chocolate. I enjoyed it at the, it was nice, nice way to end the meal at your wedding, Grace.
Yes. And they're famous for their turtles, which is what I had.
Yeah. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the store. There won't be many. They're going to go fast right now. They've been going fast, but they're going to go faster, and there are not many left. So check it out. Anyway, now Grace is back, and it's time for Grace's News.
Yes, and I actually want to start today with a little bit of Biden, because he's approved the release of 50 million barrels of oil amid rising gas prices. He seems to be blaming everyone but himself for the rising gas prices, and he did have
what
a
else is
conference.
New?
Yeah, it's really strange. It's like he can't figure out why they're getting higher and higher. So he gave a press conference today where he talked about how the economy's doing so well, everything's hunky-dory, and I wanted to play a few of these cuts, Howie, if that's okay.
That's all right. Go right ahead.
Let's start with cut 9.
As they do, I want to take a moment to talk about the economy, both the progress we made and the challenges we remain that we have to face.
Now, some of those challenges that remain that we have to face include the price of gas. And
well, how about the first challenge of reading stuff off the teleprompter or out of the briefing book, whatever he was doing? I think he was at the fake White House studio, so I assume he was on the teleprompter.
What is up with that? I mean, I know that we kind of glaze over that sometimes, but it's really odd. I still can't understand it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. He's gone, though. I mean, Brett Hume was right last night when he just said he's gone. I mean, we should play that cut, actually. It's in the intro, but it's worth playing again here. Cut 16.
I think it's a far cry from certain he'll run again, and he'll be in any condition to. In fact, I think the thing we have to watch is the question of whether he serves at his first term. He's clearly deteriorating. He's clearly senile. And his health is, despite his doctor's claims to the contrary, you know, when you're falling down stairs and so on, as he did climbing the stairs to Air Force One, that's worrisome.
Yeah, and Britt Hume is a really, really good person to talk about this, because I think sometimes if you're discussing something where people are going to say, oh, you're being mean or you're being cruel, Britt Hume opened this a few months ago when he said, listen, I'm an older guy, too, and I have some days where I know I'm not as sharp as I was 10 years ago, and I'm not president of the United States. And that's what I think people are missing here, is that no one's picking on him because he's old. We're picking on him because he is in charge and he has no idea what he's doing.
You know what the problem is, though? You know, he says he's clearly deteriorating and he's clearly senile. The problem is this was all clear a year ago when he was running for president.
Exactly.
And nobody talked about it.
And Howie, I know you were listening. We did a little bit of this on my show. But the part of it I find amazing is that when Granholm comes out and talks about transitioning away from the oil industry, people act like Joe Biden didn't tell us that to our faces at a debate. It's like we had all these red flags. He was very clear about what he wanted to do.
Yeah, I know. And again, I hope the hell that Rittenhouse sues the hell out of him. By the way, getting into some of these cuts that are coming our way. And I really like this Rittenhouse cut. Cut 7 from Kyle Rittenhouse last night with Tucker.
What did you make of the President of the United States calling you a white supremacist? Mr. President, if I could say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement.
That's not a small thing to be called that.
No, it's actual malice, defaming my character for him to say something like that.
You know why I like that? That cut, Grace?
Why?
That's lawsuit talk.
Yeah, that's malice. Malice is not a word that you use unless you're getting ready to file a lawsuit. It's called malice aforethought and reckless disregard for the truth. He's been dipping into Times v. Sullivan, 1964.
He's been having some talks with his lawyers. Taylor's right. He's had a sit down with the lawyers. He probably is aware that he's looking at a big payday. And these people at MSNBC, they continue to say this. Oh, he's a murderous traitor. He's a white supremacist. They're using all these words, and I just keep thinking, the more you talk, the more this kid is going to walk into big time money, because this is very dangerous, and he's owed a lot of apologies, but he's never going to get them.
Yeah, how about that guy from CBS on Face the Nation? His name is Mark Strassman. I never heard of him, but, you know, he was talking on Sunday. This is 48 hours after the verdict, and he said, he drove across the border armed for battle. And I'm saying, what is this guy, some 25-year-old from, you know, Park Avenue, some legacy from Harvard? He's 65 years old, Grace, this guy. He worked in Channel 5 during the Natalie and Chet era. This guy has been around for 100 years, and he's still acting like, somebody on the Young Turks.
It always reminds me of when Chris Cuomo had on some legal scholar and was talking about the Supreme Court, and the guy said, Chris, you went to law school. Like, he wasn't even mad. He was just amazed that someone who went through school could really not understand this stuff.
Didn't he go to Yale Law School?
Yes.
That makes it even more preposterous, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, they're not, you know, and Howie, you've always taught me this on my show, is like, you have to be very careful about what you say, and you have to be very careful about accusations you make, and it's always good to use the word allegedly just to, you know, CYA, and none of these people have done this, and the most insane part, like I said before, is that they're doubling down. They're still on there talking nonsense. Speaking of, did you see the report about MSNBC is seriously considering Joy Reid's future at the network?
I did. I just saw a tweet about it. Is there a whole story about it?
No, it's just a tweet now, but it's interesting. I mean, I don't see how they let her go, especially because of the other people they have there.
If they haven't let her go already, why would they let her go now? And you know, you can't say she has crappy ratings, because they all have crappy ratings, right?
No, right. It's not a fair thing to throw at someone. It's like when the whole class fails a test. You can't single out one kid. Howie, I would have thought your favorite cut from the Rittenhouse would have been his comment about the FBI. Let's play cut two, Taylor.
To look at the facts of what happened.
Do you feel the threats?
I do. I see some of the threats. Some of the things people say, it's absolutely sickening.
Are you confident that the government will protect you from these threats? Because that's, of course, the government's job.
I hope so, but we all know how the FBI works.
That, you know, that's Grace. This is great, because this is leading into stuff that I didn't know how I was going to get to.
The Parkland stuff?
Yes.
Was it $127 million?
Yeah, to families in the Parkland school shooting. $127 million, because they got a tip. They got a tip. They say a person close to him, it was his aunt, I've read in the past. The shooter called up and said that he was going to do this. They never passed it on. Several months before that call to the FBI's tip line, a Mississippi bail bondsman reported to the FBI that a commentator with the name Nicholas Cruz, which is the name of the shooter, posted a comment on a YouTube video saying, I'm going to be a professional school shooter. The FBI visited the bondsman, investigated, but didn't link the comment to Mr. Cruz. That, by the way, that's Nicholas with a K. I don't think there are that many Nicholas with a K Cruises out there in TV land. The settlement. Did you see this, Grace? The settlement comes the week after the announcement of another multi-million dollar payout over the FBI's failure to stop an attack. The Justice Department in October said the U.S. government would pay a total of $88 million to families of those killed in the 2015 shooting at a black church in South Carolina and to survivors, resolving the lawsuits over a botched FBI background check that allowed the gunman Dylan Roof to buy his weapons.
And they're going to have another payout with the Larry Nassar stuff.
Oh, that's good. That'll be huge.
I know the money.
There's there are dozens of people involved in that. Right?
Yeah, yeah, and it really is. It's horrible to think beyond just the fact that they should pay out these people, these victims. It's just it blows my mind that like they just don't want to do their jobs. I mean, I just don't understand. Too busy confiscating Lego sets and trying to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer to follow up on a hot tip.
I know. How about in the $108 million to the four people who were imprisoned falsely for the murder of Teddy Deegan back in 1965? Those guys did 35 years in prison for a crime they didn't commit.
Yeah.
How about that one?
And Howie, I know I'm naive, and I know sometimes I look at things and I don't know. I just think of them from my perspective. But beyond like the money they're going to pay and beyond the lack of respect people have for these organizations now, how do these people sleep at night? Like, if you knew that you had information that could have prevented all of these young women from being sexually molested by Larry Nassar, or if you could have prevented all of these kids from being killed at the Parkland shooting, forget, like, the lawsuits and all this. Don't you feel bad as a person?
I think you do, but I don't think these people have a lot of conscience. I mean, according to the testimony in Congress on the Larry Nassar thing, they got tips on this guy doing this stuff, and one of the agents went to the people in Larry Nassar's organization, and instead of inquiring about the accusations against him, he inquired whether he could get a job when he could retire.
It's so awful.
What about the Boston Marathon bombing? They got tips from the Russian FSB, which is the successor agency to the KGB. They didn't do anything with that.
Famous but incompetent. Grace's News is brought to you by Tux Trucks GMC, your Fisher Plow distributor in Hudson, Mass. For mid-sized trucks and SUVs, there's the Fisher HS snow plow. Tux Trucks also has Fisher plows for UTVs, tractors, and skid steers. Tux Trucks GMC Fisher. Visit TuxTrucksGMC.com. And Howie, last thing, I don't have time to play the sound here, but I think you should definitely play the Rashida Tlaib sound maybe in the next segment, because you're talking about people who, you know, don't have a conscience, and she's just basically laughing off this idea, her idea, you know, the left's plan to release federal prisoners for the next 10 years.
Because no bail has been working out so well
all
across the nation, all across the nation, not just in New York or Wisconsin, everywhere. So bad.
And it's Howie, I was talking about it today, and people started texting in, and I agree. It's the tone of voice. It's really the lack of concern for other people's safety and, you know, for keeping people out of harm's way that is really chilling. That's something about the squad that I can't put a finger on there.
How about Ayanna Pressley? She's speaking of the squad. She's another one that should be on the list for Kyle Rittenhouse. The terrible thing she tweeted out about him: a white supremacist, a domestic terrorist, cross state lines, murdering, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I noticed she didn't put out a nasty tweet after the acquittal. You know, I think she's
this is some heated rhetoric they're throwing at him. I remember when heated rhetoric could get you thrown off Twitter. Howie, I'll be back a little bit later with Hate Mail Monday on a Tuesday.
All right. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt is now over $28 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. So what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
I keep forgetting about Chris Cuomo. He went to Yale undergraduate. He went to Fordham Law School. So the Rams have a lot to be embarrassed about, shall we say, that this nitwit went to the law school there. At Yale, he played rugby, and he was a, well, someone says that. I can't use the word he uses. 844-500-4242. Marsha Blackburn was on John Solomon's Just the News podcast yesterday, the senator from Tennessee. And I just wanted to play this cut just because it may make you feel better as we head into the Thanksgiving long weekend. It used to be Wednesday before Thanksgiving was the biggest travel day of the year. Now it's Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So I guess we're just taking more and more time off. But anyway, this is Marsha Blackburn talking about the increasing reluctance of Democrat senators to get behind this multi-trillion-dollar welfare scam bill. Cut 18.
It is harder every day. Not only is it Manchin, but you've got about five or six others in the Senate that are looking at their races. They're down in the polls or they're tied up in the polls, and the Republican ballot is up. Joe Biden's popularity is just unbelievably low.
I mean,
who ever thought he would be lower than Jimmy Carter?
I never dreamed it. I never thought anyone could be lower than Jimmy Carter. But he's done it. He's done it. He's building back. Boy, is it bad. I can't even think of the right B word to describe how he's building it back. Rob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rob.
Hello, Howie. I have a suggestion regarding an internship for Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yes.
I think the Howie Carr Show would be an outstanding place for him to work. He wouldn't have to worry about public safety because I trust he could find a secure location. He might need to wait until after his legal battles are resolved, but I'm sure you'd agree you would be an outstanding coach for him. It would be difficult for anybody to find a better coach for his future.
Well, and thanks for saying that. I would be glad to hire him. You know, I guess Matt Gaetz said that he wanted to hire him. Madison Cawthorn, the guy from North Carolina, the young kid who just moved into a new congressional district, he said he'd hire him. I'd hire the guy. I think he'd be pretty good.
As what?
As an intern.
All right.
You heard what he said.
Okay.
What are you hearing the footsteps, Taylor? Is that it?
I don't know. He's a high profile guy.
I think something tells me that he would be more in he'd be more interested in a higher profile position. Not that being on the Howie Carr Show isn't a high profile
job.
We
could hire him for security.
Well, that too. But I want to keep the security at a minimum at the Howie Carr Show. We'll have to wait until, and he'd been his legal battles were over. I was thinking he's saying we'll have to wait till he changes his name. But I don't know if a guy looking like him showed up at the Howie Carr Show, I think people would put two and two together.
Lyle Smittenhouse is now an employee.
Lyle, consider this an invitation. You're welcome to come and work at the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with more. I'm Howie Carr.